My guest at this time is Jerry Dykstra, spokesman for Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. He joins me today to talk about the plight of Coptic Christians in Egypt as unrest between the military and the now ousted Muslim Brotherhood government persists there, and not that far away. The civil war, of course, continues in Syria, and the fate of Christians there is very much up in the air as well. And Jerry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Let's set the stage for what happened before the coup, and that's, of course, that the Muslim Brotherhood came to power. Morsi was elected through the popular election. He kind of rammed the Constitution through. What type of treatment had Coptic Christians been facing up to the coup not that long ago?
Before that, they were being more marginalized than ever before. Of course, they had no protection from anybody, and they were sort of on their own, so there's more violence. Against Christians, there was more use of the blasphemy laws in Egypt. There was real concern of the Muslim Brotherhood putting together a Sharia law down the road.
How have things changed since the coup? We hear a lot about the clashes between the Muslim Brotherhood, the Morsi supporters, and the military, but what about the Muslim Brotherhood towards the Christians?
Members of the Muslim Brotherhood have taken their anger out specifically on Christians because many Christians, of course, wanted the Muslim Brotherhood out of power in Morsi and were speaking out, and that includes the Coptic Pope. And so we've seen in the last 3 weeks or so, again, Christians being targeted, especially a Coptic priest was killed in northern Sinai. Egyptian businessman was killed and beheaded in northern Sinai, and churches were also burned and Christians driven out of their communities, and also other specific acts of violence against Christians. So whenever things get bad, Christians are almost doubly in the spotlight, in the crosshairs, and we're seeing this, obviously, now as things get even worse.
So what's the expectation going forward? Obviously, we're going to see some new elections coming up in a number of months. We don't know what the outcome of those elections will be. The United States has been much quieter in this transition than they were a couple of years ago. So what are Coptic Christians looking for from the United States, and what are they hoping for politically coming up here?
On a good note, last week there were three Christians appointed by the new interim cabinet among 33 that were appointed, and so that's a good step. In the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, they were shut out and didn't want to have anything to do with the Muslim Brotherhood and their regime. And so I think Christians were optimistic, happy, obviously, the fall of Morsi. But there's always a caveat, is that now with all this violence, where is that going to take Egypt? Future is unsure, for sure. We know that many of the Egyptians are praying that peace will return, that there'll be some kind of agreement reached. And I think it's really hard, being in Cairo myself about a year and a half ago, it was very hard for Egyptian Christians to see their family members and many of their friends from their churches flee the country. It's a very hard position to be in. Should we flee? Should we seek asylum some other place? Or shall we stick it out? I think that's still the question today.
Jerry, whether it's from your own observation or from personal stories you're hearing from folks you know in Egypt, what account over the past few weeks here has gripped you the most? What kind of story that you've heard really encapsulates what Christians are facing there?
Well, we do have access to an Egyptian leader who blogs quite a bit, and he's saying the call for prayer for Egypt is still on. It's more urgent than ever, he writes, and the future is very vague and everything is possible, and I think that probably capsules the real need there. And he said during this time of Ramadan, pray that we Christians come to Muslims in love, that with the new elections perhaps down the road, that the country of Egypt can move on. One of the neat things I saw was the coming together of many different Christian organizations, churches, denominations for a day of prayer, a weekend of prayer, which happened a couple months ago, and also different faiths coming together and just seeing that Coptic Christians and Catholics, Protestants need to come together. Last fall, there was tremendous kind of seminars, I would say even rallies of thousands and thousands of people in the desert that came together and prayed and worshiped the Lord, and many came to Christ. So even in the midst of despair and violence, we see the Lord working.
Let's quickly talk about Syria. We know from recent media reports that the death toll there is now believed to be north of 100,000. The way that most of the political couching of this war has gone is that Assad is the aggressor. He is the one potentially using weapons of mass destruction. His regime has to go. That's the official position of the Obama administration. Also, what we've heard most of all, though, is that the rebels are the greatest threats potentially to the Christian population in Syria, which has been in turmoil already because many of them were forced out of Iraq. So what's your sense on what's happening in Syria?
I think what's happening in Syria is that there is just a despair among many of the people. They have been displaced from their homes, children from their schools. In fact, we did a report last week that of the figure that you mentioned, 100,000 killed, 5,000 to 7,000 of them have been children. We also know that millions of children are displaced inside and outside of the country. And so it affects all aspects of Christians' lives and, as well as other people. But Christians are also, like you said, targeted by some of the rebels. And we know that's happening. And because we have contact to many of the pastors and Christian communities that we serve, we are reaching out with relief packets. We encourage the Christians there to share their relief packets to everybody, and that includes Muslims.
Very troubling in both of those places, and I know in many other places around the world that you keep close watch on. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks. Thanks for your keeping a spotlight on those countries that, of course, we need to continue to pray for.
Give the website for your organization for our listeners.
OpenDoorsUSA.org. And we'll have many updates. And also join our Ramadan prayer campaign. It's about halfway through our Ramadan, but we've had over 4,000, 5,000 people sign up, and it's a way that we can pray for persecuted believers and also for Muslims.
Jerry, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Jerry Dykstra of Open Doors USA. Again, find them online at opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.